Though the fall election season is over, neighborhood streets in Seattle are still peppered with campaign-style yard signs. They're red, white, and blue with stars and stripes and the words, "No Iraq War." The sign was created by a retired couple who wanted to add their own political statement to the season. To their surprise, they're getting orders for the sign from all over the country. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Kathy Ducharme reports.
Morgan Griffin is a retired bassoonist with the Seattle Symphony. His wife, Marilyn, is a former school teacher. Both 66, they love to buy and sell antiques, violins in particular. The last time they were politically active was the 1960s during the Vietnam War. They live a quiet life and get their news of the world from CNN. Marilyn Griffin says all she sees these days is saber rattling. No one was answering her questions.
What's going on? Why are we doing this? How do we say that we're against the war?
The Griffins weren't aware of how peace groups were organizing on the internet, so they decided to act alone. They took inspiration from the campaign yard signs all over their North Seattle neighborhood.
Everybody else has a sign in their front yard if they're for this particular referendum or that one or whatever, so why not a sign that says no Iraq war? And let's make it look really nice. Let's make it professional. Red, white, and blue, and we wanted stars.
This is the second color. We're putting on the blue right now.
Printer Art Borick silk screens a half million campaign yard signs for more than 100 candidates each year, brought the Griffins' vision to life.
When I started this, I didn't know it was going to be that popular.
Borick told the Griffins they'd have to print 500 signs to get a decent price. They agreed. That first run of signs in late September were devoured by peace activists at church events and political rallies in Seattle, where anti-war sentiment is strong. Borick printed more and more. At last count, 10,000 signs have come off Borick's press.
We have shipped to almost every corner of the country. Florida, D.C., San Diego, San Francisco, Idaho.
Idaho?
That was surprising.
Maybe we'll start sending them to Paris or Italy so they can use them in their next march. If they have 400,000 people that are marching Italy, they'd need some signs, don't they?
The Griffins picked up the tab for the first 2,500 signs, $3,000. The rest have been funded by donations from peace groups the Griffins have quickly become acquainted with. Marilyn Griffin says she's tickled that an idea hatched for her own front yard has taken hold.
We want to take the flag back, that it's not a symbol of some kind of right-wing pro-war movement. It covers us as well. We're all in this together.
Analysts at both sides of the political spectrum say 10,000 signs is a drop in the bucket, not an indicator of public opinion or of the size or scope of any kind of anti-war movement. Still, Marilyn and Morgan Griffin take quiet satisfaction in their project and wonder if a simple idea for a sign can take hold, what else can they do? For NPR News, I'm Kathy Ducharme in Seattle.